Yo, yo! Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Max, John, JB, Maximus. We're here to ignite your purpose. To educate, empower, engage. To make today better than yesterday. Tomorrow a little bit better than today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We're easy into double figures now, and got a kind of an interesting subject today. It's more for the self-employed people, the entrepreneurs, the business owners, but I think it translates into everybody's life in some way, shape or another. Just finding that balance, you know, running around like a lunatic after the kids and sorting the house and doing the paperwork and going to work and just find that balance. So I will let Max do his intro that he likes to do. And he's going to talk about too much, too little, too busy, not too busy. Max, over to you.
What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is. You know how it is. You know what it is we do. And you know what it is we are here for. It's your boy, Massimo, a.k.a. Max, from Massimo.com. And this is Ignite Your Purpose. Okay. So, I'm going to go back to my background. Since 16, I've been on my own, right? I was only ever employed from the years of 16 and under. I might have been employed by somebody else at 17. I can't really remember. I'm going back 15 plus years now. But saying what I just said, going back that many years, this shit still plays on my mind to this day, very presently, although it's a lot less because I've had enough self-awareness in presence of mind to understand what's going on, but yet it still happens, and that is too little, too much. So if you are self-employed, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're got a side hustle, a side job, whatever it is, feel me on this, all right? There are times when it is so busy and so crazy, all you wish for and hope for is a day off. Then that day off comes, and maybe that day off slides into the second day, and all of a sudden you are losing your shit because you are not now busy enough, and you're freaking out that, oh my God, maybe I won't be able to pay my bills and I won't be able to put food on my table and yada yada, and every bullshit story that the mind, going back to when we were cavemen getting chased by a saber-toothed tiger. This is the same DNA we share to this very day in the present, which is probably why I have not figured this out. Comes down to fear, but too little, too much. I still haven't figured it out. I struggle with it every day, and it is absolutely, it is mind-boggling for me how the mind works, because I sit there in third person and view what is happening and am amazed at what the mind does to trick you into believing you are in that reality of never enough or it's too much. Johnny B, what's your vibe on this, brother?
My bad, you speak too quickly. I thought I mumbled and rambled and spoke too quickly. Fuck me. You've only been going 2.5 minutes.
It's the gift of gab, brother. Word to the mother.
Maybe, hey, unnecessary words. Let's not bulk it out for the sake of it. I too have been in a position like Max, self-employed, running my own business. And there was a pattern in this household and the house where we were before this. And it'd go like this. Oh my God, I've got too much work. I've got too much work. Oh my God, I've got no work. I've got no work. Oh, I've got no work. Oh my God, I've got too much work. And it would go up and down and up and down. And Emma used to piss herself laughing because she saw it coming. So I'd go, I've got this job for this person, this job for this person. And all of a sudden, it's my fear of too much, and how am I going to deliver this work to these people, to the expectations that I have on myself and for them? And guess what? You always do. You always deliver to the standards, and it's about communication and managing clients' expectations. So that's what it comes down to. And then you come downhill, you finish your job off, you finish it, and you get to the bottom. It's, oh my God, I've got no work. Oh my God, what am I going to do? What's, oh, I'm going to pay my bills. And again, it's fear. And I think this comes back to my childhood, where it was mum, my sister and I moved to the Isle of Man with a couple of bags and nothing. And it literally was hand to mouth for a long time. So I think that's where, you know, the years 0 to 6, that's where your personality, your traits and your beliefs, probably 90% of your beliefs are built. And there's the fear. And in modern day, for us, it's the financial responsibility, basic needs. Fear that you're not going to be able to have stuff, not being able to keep up with the Joneses. So it's that fear. And it goes up and it comes down. And it goes up and it comes down. And after a while, I kind of extracted myself from this. And I looked at, do my responses make sense? So all of a sudden, when we come down and there's this fear of no work, am I overnight not going to be able to pay my bills, not going to be able to put food on the table, not going to be able to heat the house, not be able to provide and to have stuff? And it's always, it doesn't make any difference, because 3 or 4 days later, it picks back up again. So my response is way out of whack. So my belief system's completely screwed up. And I made a change. We came back from holiday in March. We were about to sell the house and move away and live in a retreat in Bali and run this resort, because we thought we just don't need so much stuff. And I remember an old boy saying to me years ago, Joe's name is, and Joe said, John, it's not about earning more money, it's about spending less. The more you earn, the more you spend. The more you earn, the more you spend. The more you earn, the more you spend. But actually, if you can look at where your money goes, all of a sudden, if you spend less money, you do not need to earn as much money. You do not need to go to work as much. So therefore, you flatten out this curve a little bit. And so I did this, and I've leveraged so much time. If I'm working on average 4-5 hours a day, I'd be surprised. But it's kicked in again, this fear. It's, maybe I should be out working.
Yep.
Ooh, what should I be doing with this time? Ooh, well, what if I want to go and buy this stuff? So there's now this ego, this need for stuff that's kicked in again, and the fear of not having it. So I had to go and have a word with myself about that, because overnight, no matter whether we've got too much work, not enough work, life just rolls on.
And in the end, when we're, you know, at 105 or 99 sitting on that rocking chair, none of this matters truly. But yeah, what I will say is you touched on 2 points. When you were a youth, right? So again, when I was a kid, from, we'll say 0 to 6, like you did. I mean, you think I speak fast. You said 0 to 6, but I didn't understand what the hell you said. We speak English sometimes in this podcast. But nobody can understand us either way, so it's all good. But yeah, from 0 to 6, I'm in an immigrant family, right? So they only came over here for a better life. And that must be so ingrained and inbred into my subconscious wiring that I don't even understand how deep it goes. And then you add to that the fact that I left home at 16, and all I was worried about was how am I getting food tonight and where am I going to sleep? So that must have then reinforced it. But I'll say this, in this, you know, 15 year time span since then, I don't remember a time real, like I remember some being there being some tough times, but never to the point where I was on death's doorstep. I mean, I remember, you know, buying, you know, a loaf of bread for 99 cents and some bologna and making that
last. Potatoes and tins of beans, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I remember that, but I still had the work ethic to go and be able to do a job. So I don't know where it comes from. And I don't know if that's how the puppet masters control us, you know, if we want to get into the esoteric conspiracy shit, but it is something I am self-aware now. I've been practicing mindfulness and mind studies for 10 years, and it's still not out of my system by any means.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll agree. So in some way, shape, or form, we were immigrants to the Isle of Man. We went from England to the Isle of Man. We immigrated over there for a better life and a fresh start. And So maybe that's where the survival elements have sort of been driven into my kind of mind, my mentality. Then I got driven off to, I kind of volunteered, kind of got sent to military boarding school at 13, 14. And there was definitely an element of survival there because any show of weakness, and it was big trouble, although there was three meals a day, so we weren't sort of struggling there. Military life, again, there was always food and shelter and warmth, but any sign of weakness, and it was, the guys, and any kind of chink in your armour, and the blokes would be in there ripping you apart for it. So I think that's where my survival instincts came in. So then when I left the military and was going through sort of civilian life, going through times, no money, shall I pay for the rent or shall I feed myself? That's where the choices came in. Well, we'll just go buy two big bags of potatoes and we'll have baked potatoes every night. So that's it. But anyway, I think we've rambled off the subject we started on. We're probably running out of time as well. Got a couple of minutes. Well, so if we can make something with them.
You said something that actually resonated, because I talked with the saber-tooth tiger, the caveman mind. You came back with the word survival element. So I truly feel that this is inbred in our DNA somehow. You know, you at some point have to let go. And for me, I believe that the universe will provide. You know, I'm not saying that I'm going to sit on the couch and pretend that I'm a billionaire, but, you know, as long as you meet the universe halfway, you should be fine.
Yeah. Then the other point you mentioned, the fight and flight. So it's must survive, must survive, must survive. And when we go into that fight and flight element, that is saber-tooth tiger behind your back. And it is 100% every ounce of your energy and your mind's power is to get away, to survive. And then we get away. Okay, and then you go back to normality. But whilst you are running away in that fight and flight situation, your body no longer grows. Your growth has stopped because your body is focusing all the energy there. And the more time we spend in a stressful situation in this fight and flight, which is almost 24/7 for these days, we prevent ourselves from growing. We prevent ourselves from repairing, from emotionally processing things, because we are on the go. And you provide, you know, all these nasty hormones that are necessary, but necessary for short periods of a time. Max, you want to say something? And then we've got to wrap it up.
I'll end on this. You hit it on the head. When we're in those flight stress points, we are not using rationale anymore. We're using our lower brains. So for myself, for everyone, get out of using your lower brain, because that is where the fear is based. Boom! And that's where I'll end. That shit on.
Okay. That's another episode wrapped up. Thanks for listening.
Fire off the questions.
Questions, questions, questions. Send some questions or we're not going to do any more. Or we'll just talk about the same stuff again.
Done. Love you, people. Thanks for joining. Appreciate your time as always. Positive vibes, healthy, funky, free. Ignite your purpose.